B-Pod Studios.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going.
Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. Is how you get in the Sound Off line. You got something to say, just hit us up on that line. All right, let's see what we got today.
Tobias Harris is a great fit for the Sixers to play alongside Embiid. Stretch four position. I have no idea why he's been traded so much. He seems like a really good player, plays good defense. He reminds me of Charles Smith back in his day. Good move, Elton.
Charles Smith, he was lazy. A very lazy player.
And Ewing and all them, Larry Johnson called him soft.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Doesn't Ben have to know better? Like, Ben knows that there's a protocol to talking to players, and with Magic being the GM and the Lakers, he knows he has to get permission. So why even put Magic on the list? I mean, I don't agree with people calling and saying, oh, Ben could have called Penny Hardaway. If I'm calling a guy, I'm calling the best. But he's got to know that that's not going to fly.
Well, it's Magic Johnson is a 6'9 player. Ben came, Simmons came into the league, I said he's Magic Johnson all over again, right? So, like, they have parallels. I just don't. Magic Johnson has an ulterior motive here, and that is to kind of sweeten the L.A. scene so that Ben would want to play there. That's my biggest beef with it.
Yeah, real fast for the caller. He did follow protocol. The protocol is the Sixers must approve, the Lakers must approve, and the league must approve. It never got past the Sixers to the league in the first place, so he actually did follow what the rules are. Same thing for Jordan.
Yo, Mike, we beat the Nuggets on Friday night. Then we put the smack down on the Lakers by dropping 143 on that LeBron-led team. And this is all I got to say to Boston. We ready. We ready for y'all.
Well, they're going to, Kyrie, no play. Boston's struggling. They don't know what to do with their squad. I like the Sixers, too.
Ben Simmons doesn't stop turning the ball over them. I say you got to get rid of him. That's a liability when it comes to turnovers. I mean, I get it. He scores, and that's awesome. But you know what? Stop turning the ball over, dude.
You got to get rid of him? Yeah, okay. All right. Now, listen, I hear you on the turnovers. But you think it takes a little too far? You got to get rid of him?
You think Bron is regretting not coming to the Sixers right now? Your Lakers suck, dude. Good night.
Yeah, he doesn't regret it at all because he knew this was a throwaway year. Now, if he comes to the Sixers, do you think that we're going to make all these moves to be a better team? Probably not, right? So he's in L.A. He says it's a throwaway year, but I'll throw it away in my own house. And then next year, we'll see.
You know, the Sixers should let Ben Simmons train with Magic Johnson this fall season. Ben's obviously going to get better with being trained by Magic Johnson. So let's just make sure there's no wink-wink here between the both of them. Have our representatives from the Sixers in between them at all times.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that. But you know, you gotta trust the kid. And what you gotta do, the only thing you can control is you give him the contract, you give him the years, you give him a team that can win.
Ben Simmons doesn't stop turning the ball over them. I say you gotta get rid of him. That's a liability when it comes to turnover.
Well, that's the same guy. He said it twice. Did he call him twice?
No, it's just he got mislaid.
Okay, all right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers, 10, 9, 8, 76ers. Tobias Harris, baby! Unbelievable, baby! Those Sixers.
Yeah, the thing I like about Tobias Harris, he's a selfless player. You know? You can tell he just blends in, does what he can do.
This is stinky. Yesterday's game was throughout. Out. Sixers don't even need Ben Simmons. But he had like 5 points still. There were like 2 minutes to go. Get rid of this guy. I would have kicked Simon over Simmons any day.
Did he call the morning show, Iggy?
I believe so.
Called the morning show.
And he was talking that mess.
Yeah, he's trying to find a new outlet for his nonsense.
I cannot believe James crying about fouls called on him the way he does. Well, at least the way he did in this game against the Sixers.
Who was crying?
He said LeBron, but I think
he wasn't crying.
He had three fouls called him. No, I don't know.
Well, he cried on one play. He fouled. He fouled
Ben Simmons on the drive.
He fouled Ben on the drive. He was complaining about that. That was stupid.
What's up with Patriot owner Bob Kraft hanging out with Magic Johnson? Whoa,
yeah. Oh, oh. No, he's not hanging out with Magic Johnson. He's hanging out with Michael Rubin, who is one of the owners of the Sixers and is Meek Mill's guy. And they're friends, and I get it, but it looks odd that he's there. And then after the game, Joel Embiid was the player of the game, assigned the basketball, throw it in the stands. Kraft walks across the court and engages Embiid in nonsense. And I'm going, and somebody rightly said, "Get out of here, Bob!"
Yo, when I saw Alicia Keys playing two pianos last night, I was befuddled. I dropped everything I was doing. I dropped my Applejack. I dropped my spoon. I dropped 2% milk. My girl covered Kingdom Leon, Lauryn Hill, Juice WRLD, Drake. That was the greatest Grammys performance ever. I don't care what anyone says.
Who was the greatest performance?
Alicia Keys playing in two pianos. She did a medley of a bunch of other people's songs while playing two pianos.
She's very talented.
It was insane.
Very talented. All right, close down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, that was sound off. 610-771-9705. I guess that's about it. Flyers Weekly Show is next, and that'll lead you right into Flyers Penguins hockey. Devon will follow the game. Keep it right here on 97.5.
Got some late breaking news.
Late breaking news?
Yeah.
We got Andrew.
Well, it's subtweeting news. Adam Schefter tweeted that Falcons signed former Cowboys linebacker Bruce Carter to a 1-year extension. Now, Golden Tate commented saying, "Oh, so you don't have to wait until March to sign extensions? Interesting. Good to know." And then he put out the peace out symbol. Deuces.
Uh-oh.
So is that a subtweet?
Yeah.
Does that mean Golden Tate's out?
Yeah. But and Gold is not being reasonable because they really have a cap situation. Mm-hmm. So the Foles thing is done. They really can't sign him, but he's not looking at it. He wants his money now.
He didn't play well enough to get all.
Yeah, he's not going to be back.
Carried away. All right. Flyers Weekly, Flyers Penguins, Devon, stay tuned. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.